Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. Happy Wednesday. At least the sun came out for a while today. That's kind of nice. Tony.
Dave.
Marvel is making people mad.
Ugh. Okay. I need Rachel's help on this one.
I'm pulling it up.
I think she... Oh, you have it? I have it, too.
Got it right here.
All right. So Marvel has, this week, released a new team, the New Warriors. And it's a group of new superheroes. And it's making a lot of people mad because they are... pandering, extremely pandering to a young woke generation, and the young woke generation is realizing that they are being pandered to.
Oh, so it's backfiring.
And it is backfiring. Let me give you some examples of these new superheroes that Marvel has created. One of them is called Screen Time. Here's Screen Time.
This is the worst one to me.
Here's a picture of Screen Time.
Okay.
Okay. Screen Time is a meme-obsessed super teen whose brain became connected to the internet after becoming exposed to his grandfather's experimental internet gas.
What's that?
They
Who
don't
knows?
Say.
No one knows what that is.
No one knows. Now he can see augmented reality and real-time maps and can instantly Google any fact. Does this make him effectively a genius? He sure acts like it does.
So
he's a smartphone.
Yeah.
He's our phone.
He can access Google Maps.
He can Google slightly faster than I can.
So much cooler than Zora.
Because he doesn't have to type it. Yeah. He doesn't have to actually get his phone out of his pocket and type it. He can just do it in his brain.
Wow.
So he can come up with a Google fact a second or two faster than the rest of us.
So what's your superpower?
Superhero! Okay.
Well, I accidentally inhaled my grandfather's internet gas.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yes.
Is that when you're farting when you're surfing the web?
Okay. Be negative. Be negative.
Got it.
There's be negative.
Okay.
He is a teen living vampire exposed to Michael Morbius's different character. Blood as a child... in a rogue but life-saving medical procedure. He still ages like a regular kid, but has all the abilities of Morbius. He's also obsessed with all the music and attitude of the classic, long-past decades, like the 90s.
Oh, stop.
The world is a vampire, and so am I. That's B negative. Trailblazer. This is Trailblazer.
Mm.
That's about as pandering as we can get, right? Trailblazer is a regular kid scooped up into the world of teenage superheroing. Her magic backpack is actually a pocket dimension with seemingly infinite space from which she can pull out useful or random objects. It's not always under her control. She claims to get her power from God, but, quote, not the God you're thinking of. So she basically has Dora the Explorer's backpack.
Right.
Like, if she needs a tool, it's always going to be the right one, and she can pull it out of her backpack. And then here's the last one, and the most insulting. Twins, called Snowflake and Safe Space. This is real.
Yeah. This is on Marvel's website.
Yeah. This is real. Snowflake and Safe Space.
This is like something the Onion would have done 2 years ago.
Psychic, yes, and this is real. Psychic twins. All twins are psychic, but we're psychicker. Snowflake can materialize snowflake-shaped shrunken projectiles for throwing. Safe Space can materialize pink force fields, but he can't inhabit them himself. The reflex only works if he's protecting others. They're hyper-aware of modern culture and optics, and they're super heroics as post-ironic meditation on using violence to combat bullying. Anyway, one of them, which one? I don't know if it's Snowflake or Safe Space. I think it's Snowflake.
Snowflake is non-binary.
Snowflake is non-binary and identifies as them and they.
Gotcha.
So, and the people, I guess it's Generation Z that this is supposed to be appealing to, are absolutely offended and insulted.
Good. There's hope for Generation Z.
This. Yes. By this. Like, I saw one person say that calling the non-binary person Snowflake would be like 20 years ago creating a gay superhero and calling him Captain Gay.
that would have been kind of cool.
This person said, like, do you understand how insulting it is that you called the first non-binary superhero Snowflake? Like, it's...
This is what Marvel wrote. The connotations of the word snowflake in our culture right now are something fragile, but this is a character who is turning it into something sharp. I want to be in on that pitch meeting where they're like landing on these ideas and just see like the back padding that has to be going on. Like, yes,
oh, yeah,
we're going to subvert it, bro. We're going to turn it back. We're going to turn a mirror on society. Like, shut up. This is so stupid. It's like Tony said, it's like naming a gay character Captain Gay.
He's a vampire that drinks blood and he's the goth kid. So he's always negative. So be negative. His name is Be Negative. He's always negative.
I have to go with Screen Time as possibly the lamest superhero of all time.
Yeah, he can Google stuff.
I thought Aquaman was bad.
He can Google stuff.
No one wanted to be Aquaman when I was a kid. Who's rushing to be Screen Time?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm thinking about buying a baseball glove on eBay. Oh, crap. Screen Time bought it.
I'm Be Negative. I'm Trailblazer. We're the twins. Holy Screen Time. This is so stupid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chances that any of these are here in 2 years?
I don't know. They're already writing the books.
Yeah. I'm amazed by this that, I mean, there's just so many different comics. And there's people buying every offshoot of every one to where it keeps being made. So it could still be here. I don't know.
You know,
there will be people who collect it and in 30 years will be like, can you believe the bigoted response to woke culture?
I've said a lot about, you know, when they're like, oh, let's make a new Spider-Man, but let's make Spider-Man a black Muslim.
Right.
Like, and I'm always saying, Spider-Man already has an origin. Just make a different, it's okay. Just make a different superhero. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not so good at making
Spider-Man a gay Hispanic.
Maybe I've been wrong this whole time because maybe you're not good at making
Have you guys
superheroes.
Seen Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes.
That I love that because it takes all the different like offshoots of Spider-Man, not all of them, but a handful of them, and shows how they all like coincide and the different universes. I don't know. It's just really cool. When that movie first came out, I was like, eh, whatever. And then whenever it was released on Netflix and I finally watched it, it's like my favorite superhero movie ever. One of the best animated movies I've seen in the past 10 years. So if you're a Spider-Man fan at all and you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix
Spider-Man
right now.
Is so big at our house.
Oh, is he?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. James is Spider-Man. I'm Miles Morales. Christine is Ghost Spider. Maggie is Spider-Girl. Like, we all have our own
Grace
spider.
Is not a character.
Doc Ock.
Grace didn't make it.
Grace is the Green Goblin.
Grace didn't make the cut.
How did last night go?
It's not good, Dave. Things are not going well at the Columbo house. Hopefully today they were able to get outside a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, they said the same. They were saying the same thing that we were saying yesterday, that if they could just, even if they could just play in the yard,
yeah,
you know, that would relieve some of the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they haven't been out of the house in over a week.
Are you guys near a park that Grace could take them to, uh-huh, and just let them?
Yeah, like there's, I think, 4 parks in our subdivision.
Hmm.
So they can get to all. Yeah, they can get to a lot of that stuff, but it's just been so wet and cold and, mm-hmm, crappy. And we had today, but it goes right back, I, mm-hmm, think, yeah, to being crappy after today. So it's just, it's bad news. I mean, they can't, you know, like Maggie just can't understand why she can't see her friends. Like, it's just her crazy.
Does it make it easier or more difficult to shelter in place if we're still doing this a month from now and it's 78 degrees and sunny? Do people let out, you know, an exhale and say, okay, it's pretty, I can go out in my yard, I can have some lemonade? Or do they say, this blows, I want to be out doing all my normal things?
I think it makes 25% easier, but not enough to, like, make it okay. Yeah, forever.
Yeah. I mean, the first couple of days of this, when it has been so cold, it was like, all right, fine. I'd probably be inside most of the time anyway. I'll just skip running my errands or whatever. But yeah, I agree with Tony. It'll make it easier, but you're going to spend the majority of time inside anyway. So am I the only one who keeps having these moments, especially when I first wake up in the morning? I'm like, oh, it's almost done. And then reality sets in. Like, mm-hmm, for some reason, I think we're on a break or something and there's an end date, mm-hmm, like a set time.
Our brains aren't used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, our brains are used to difficult things lasting a few days.
Yeah.
Snowstorms last a few days. The flu lasts a few days. Getting a horrible fight with your significant other lasts a few days. We're not used to this.
No.
Whereas, like, I've always been fascinated with, like, the World War II generation and before. Like, Rachel, with your period pieces, like, you would, you would not talk to someone for 6 months. You know, you write a letter and it has to go across the ocean. And
yeah.
Right. I've never been more sure in my prediction that I made last week that we've got no more than 3 or 4 weeks worth of patience for this.
Yeah, probably.
Because it is bubbling.
Well, especially, you know, the president is saying Easter, and even if he pushed that a week, once the president says it's time, there's going to be a huge push.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, all the people who think this is stupid and it's an overreaction, and, you know, the very first county that takes away all the restrictions, it's all over.
Yeah. Just like it was the other way around.
Yep.
The first school district that closed.
When the NBA.
It was all over.
When the NBA canceled, uh-huh, we were done.
That was it. All the other sports, mm-hmm, were pretty much forced to cancel at that point. I think people are starting to realize, and you know, you'll get the more extreme folks saying, oh, you're putting money and capitalism above people's lives. Well, no, because I think some people are starting to realize, if I don't get back to work, I could lose everything. I know I need to be safe, and I know I need to take care of myself and my family, and I need to be, you know, I don't want to spread.
It's all
sickness,
about where you draw that line.
Yeah.
Because you
but
can't wait.
I can't lose my house, and I can't lose my car.
You can't wait until literally no one is getting sick anymore. They're going to have it's like leading someone with a football.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be a point before it's all over that we open things back up. It's just a matter of where you do that.
And we also have to keep in mind how this was sold to the American public. It was a couple weeks and the curve will be flattened and then we'll go on with our lives. So you can't blame people for being anxious to see that carried out because people have been acting in good faith that it would be a certain way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we all need to rush back out and go shopping and open every business back up, but I get why people want to do it. And
yeah, because when you tell them, hey, we're going to do this until March 28th.
Yeah, it won't be that bad, guys. It's a couple of weeks.
Yeah, no,
we'll
now
be back in business.
Now it's April 15th. Now it's April 29th. Like, that is what is starting to, I think, really get to people.
And Trump's message about it keeps evolving towards, at first it was, we can't let the cure be worse than the problem. And now it's, we can't let the cure be much worse than the problem. Like, he's right. Elevating that because I think people in government and people in his position, he's always been very proud of the way the stock market looks under his guidance. He looks at the situation and goes like, whoa,
right.
we can't like drive the country into the ground to get the, I get that mentality. I also get the mentality of people who are like, look, I have vulnerable people in my family and we should be on lockdown mm-hmm. till the end. It's just a matter of striking a
balance.
But you
know, right or wrong, fair or unfair, that once the president says it's time to open up, everyone who dies after that, the blood's on his hands.
Yeah.
Like, from the left. That mm-hmm. you just, that's the way it's going to be. And so every night on MSNBC and CNN, it's going to be like 5,000 more people.
But he's blamed.
No matter what.
There's no, I mean, yeah, he's going to be blamed for deaths by them no matter what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.